chastity, the psychology of it all. I know you wonder why you need a week of chastity. Last week I wrote about what I think is the difference between tease and denial and chastity. I finished that post up talking about how it's just extended tease and denial to me until you've been locked away for a week at least. A week does seem like quite a milestone, doesn't it? You see, until you've been locked away for at least 7 days, you haven't really experienced the effects of what true chastity is. There are psychological and emotional effects that occur over time and ultimately get to a place I want you to be at, and they don't take place in a few hours or even a few days. The first few days of chastity. If you've been in chastity for any period of time before, you know that the first few days are the hardest. The last orgasm is still fresh in your mind, and it was really fucking good, wasn't it? So good. You start to question the whole, I want you to take control of my cock, mistress, and lock it up. When she takes you out to tease you, that's just so tough, isn't it? You may even be a bit resentful that she gets as many orgasms as she wants while you are denied at every single turn. But it's okay. You see, I want you that way. It's so hot for a cock tease, like me, to know that you are fighting inside yourself between the desperate need to come and your desire not to disappoint me. Chastity gets you focused on me. Now, after those first few days, and it may be 2 or 3, it may be a week, it might even be longer, a change comes over you, though. Eventually, you feel it. Oh, you still desperately want to come, but you've realized all your begging, all your pleading, all your promises, they all mean nothing. That's when your mind clears up. You've already begun to forget just how wonderful that last orgasm felt, and your mind can focus on what's really important, pleasing me, your mistress. That's what got you your last come, isn't it? This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.